notice of this meeting as required by Chapter 231, CL 1975, has been provided by public notice on January 6, 2023, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office
and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Robert Atwood.
Here.
Mr. Louis Essikoff.
Yes.
Mr. Michael Hamilton.
Here.
Ms. Constance Hertstrom.
Here.
Mr. Stephen Mocker.
Here.
Mr. Joseph Trammell.
Here.
Mayor Peggy Malkin.
Here. All right. Could I have a motion at the table to go into closed session? I'm sorry for everyone who arrived right at 7, but I would say we'll probably have maybe just a 15-minute closed session, so everyone will have to leave and come back in. If you go in the parking lot, we'll come out and let you know. I would say no longer than 15 minutes, 20 the most. Do I have a motion?
I'll move.
Second?
Do we have a second?
A second.
Okay, I have to read it.
Okay.
So 23-74 is providing for a private executive meeting that excludes the public. Whereas the Open Public Meetings Act enacted October 21st, 1975 permits the public body to exclude the public from meetings of portions thereof wherein matters are to be discussed which are exempted from the requirement of the Act. And whereas the said Act requires that prior to a holding of a meeting or portion thereof from which the public shall be excluded, the public body should adopt a resolution at a public meeting providing for the holding of a private meeting. And whereas the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt has determined that a meeting should be held from which the public should be excluded in order to discuss a subject which is exempted under the said Act. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Borough Council as follows, that the next portion of this meeting to be held in private session, that the general nature of the matter to be discussed relates to the matters A, potential litigation, agricultural zoning. That no official action will be taken at the meeting, but minutes shall be kept and shall be available to the public after official action on the subject matter has been taken. It is anticipated the discussion conducted in closed session can be disclosed to the public after no further action is required on this matter. So I have to do a roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Before
we get our
discussion,
can you turn the mics off?
Yes,
yeah.
And turn
everything
to all this.
Hey,
we were at
7:36. Hey, while you're up, can you turn that mic off? Thanks.
Do we need more chairs?
Maybe.
Yeah, we've got a couple more people here.
Yeah, we're going to need more chairs.
Two. Two more. Three, at least three.
No.
That's impressive.
I used to like in bed when I was Thank you, guys.
George, I'm going to need a cookie.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a cookie.
one, do we announce what time we went back in, or?
Yeah, I did, 7:30.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to save my report until the end of the meeting because we have a lot to get to. So I'm going to go directly to public comment. This is on agenda items only. And don't forget, when it comes to the microphone, state your name and address. I'm going to open the public portion at 7:39 p.m. Do we have anyone from the public who would like to come to the mic? And Bert?
On?
Yes.
Should be.
Bert Ellentuck, 22 Homestead Lane. I came here because I heard this was going to be a meeting. I didn't know it was going to be a meeting of the planning board. Which sort of, essentially, this is a planning board issue, isn't it? About the ordinance, has that been submitted?
Which ordinance, Bert?
The one about the amendment of the zoning ordinance on the agricultural zone?
No, it was a council issue.
Okay.
If it's introduced tonight, it will go to the planning board next.
Okay. I don't understand why an amendment of that type was submitted. We're talking about the farm property, which is agricultural, zoned agricultural. Somebody has come in with an agricultural use. Why do we need an amendment? So I hope that.
Because wineries are not included as of now in our.
Wait. Do we have a list of those things? Do we presently have a list of those things that are allowed in the agricultural zone in the zoning ordinance?
Yes.
Yes.
We do.
We do. Okay.
So, and a farm is allowed?
Farms for the growing of field, vegetable, and tree crops are allowed.
Yeah. Okay. So, grapes don't count?
No. Nor does it address the other ancillary things that come along with a winery, such as the tasting room and the other facilities.
Well, they haven't set up their plan yet. They haven't set out a plan yet. We don't even know if they want a tasting room.
We do know they want a tasting room. Yeah, they've stated it.
They came here.
Okay. And then I notice that you had private session, potential litigation, agricultural zoning. I know you can't talk about it, but I can. And I don't understand what, I'm sure this has to do with the winery. Okay. If I'm wrong, I'll get corrected somewhere tonight.
I can tell you that it has to do with the potential development in the agricultural zone. Not necessarily just the winery.
But it was produced because somebody wants to do something there, and what they want to do is build a winery. Or have a wine, I'm sorry. They want to grow grapes primarily and have
there's
a winery.
There's a number of people that might want to do a number of different things there.
But there's an offer on the property. It's $1 million property. That's a lovely tax rate. And I'm sure that the people we met with here before who want to open this winery or open the grape farm, whatever you want to call it, are going to add to it. They're going to add buildings to it, which add to the value of the property. And I am concerned that my memory goes back a long way in this town, and I remember when there was an opportunity to get a grant to fix the the sewer plant. Everybody remember that? Yes. And what happened? It got talked to death around this table or tables like it. And finally, it got talked so much that we lost the opportunity to get the money. And I do not want to see that happen again. It's too valuable. It tells people on the outside that Roosevelt's still crazy. And I don't see why an ordinance was required to sell the property. But I'm sure you'll work it out. But please, please, don't dither.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to come to the microphone and express anything? June?
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm June Counterman. I live at 57 Lake Drive. I've lived there for 62 years, and I have enjoyed living in Roosevelt. I enjoy the quietness of it. I enjoy the beauty of it, and I just want to express my feelings. I hope that the farm remains a farm, whether it be a vegetable farm or a horse farm or whatever. I really feel that a farm is something beautiful about it. Maybe because I was raised on a farm. Maybe most of you have not, but there is something valuable about having that in our community. And the neighbors, I feel, like it also. They can express their feelings. And if it turns into a winery-type farm, I have no problem with that because I feel that it's a thing of beauty still. If it turns into a horse farm again, I'm not sure how long a horse farm in New Jersey would last, to be honest, because it's very expensive, as some of you know and may not know. The supplies, whatever they need for a horse farm, is outrageous these days. And I feel that the winery, to me, sounded wonderful. And I just wanted to express my feelings on that. And as far as the roads and the cars going and coming, if you look on 571 and you head east, there is a passing zone just before Spruce Lane. If you read your manual, I'm debating myself, probably get it online now, you do not pass at an intersection. The state or the county, whoever owns it, has that as a passing zone, and that's another issue.
Don't you? Because I know that a lot of the passing zones right around Roosevelt have become double lines now. Is it still passing over there?
Yeah, but that one is not.
There?
It's still a passing zone.
Okay.
And unfortunately, if I make a right-hand turn out of Spruce Lane, it's possible that a car decided, oh, I'm going to pass. It looks clear. And like, voila, what do? I'll probably go for the field, you know. But that's another issue, regardless of who buys it. But I just wanted to express my feelings that I think a winery would be great if that's the way it's to go. I think keeping it as a farm is fantastic.
Thank you,
that's
June.
My issue. That's my talk. We're redoing our house now, in case any of you haven't noticed.
I saw that.
Yes.
A tie back around.
I should have moved out into a motel and moved back in, but I wanted to keep the value of the house up also. So maybe that's why I'm concerned. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Bruce.
Ellen?
Ellen Silverman, 10 North Valley. I want to show my appreciation for the council for moving
Ellen,
so
could
quickly.
You speak up a little bit?
I want to show my appreciation for this council for moving so quickly on the tree inventory. I'm very excited about getting this man in to ID and start counting these trees. Thank you.
Thanks, Ellen. Anyone else? So, Councilor Wood? Is proper.
Wait, you have to close.
Well, wait, no, I wanted to ask him if we could ask the realtor some questions. Can she come to the mic? And,
sure.
And then
she wants to.
The council has a few questions about the property.
Sure.
Diana Moore, 25 Tamara Drive. Good evening.
So there were some questions about, is there a well at the farm or
okay.
Our own
water? I'll explain. The property is a little diverse, and if you look at the property that we're speaking about, there's two separate properties, 66 Lake and there's 64 Lake. 66 Lake is from 571 to the corner of Lake Drive and Spruce. Taking it straight back and up the hill is Beth's personal property. That's her home. She'll be residing there. She plans on staying.
And she has 10 acres.
She has 10 acres, right. The property that's being sold is 64. It's 11.3. You will only really see, when you go in her driveway, to the left, you'll see the farmhouse. The farmhouse stays, obviously. And then it goes back. It goes back to the line of the state property. So that's basically the layout of it. What was the question, Peggy?
Water sewer or
a
well?
Water sewer. Okay, yes. All right. The house is on public water, public sewer, and the barn is well and septic.
So okay. 64 is the barn?
64 is
the house.
Right, that's on public?
The farm equipment building, the barn, the riding arena, and the boardroom and office.
That's on?
Well.
Well. So the property that they would buy is the well accepted property?
No, they're buying the house also. The house is included in it.
Not Beth's house, that separate little...
No, the farmhouse that was there since...
Ever.
I mean, Beth's owned the property for 44 years plus, and that house has been there. She lived in it for the first 20 years. After that, I don't know who was on council then, but she came, they subdivided the property so she could build her own private residence, which is up the hill.
Okay. So which is on 66 Lake.
She's 66 Lake. She has her own well and septic also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Everything is separate.
So the property that would be sold, is that on public?
Only the house, okay. Which is a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath home. Right now, she's rented it for the last 20 years. It has renters. The prospective buyers would continue to have those renters there.
Okay, so there wouldn't be that much of a drain on our water system.
No.
It would only be the house.
Only the house. And it's been there. I mean, people have lived in it,
Well, you had a question about the septic itself. Would they be putting their mesh, per se, into our septic system?
No.
They
have to dispose of that.
No.
By law.
That gets disposed of differently, yes. That's not ever... put into a septic or a public sewer system.
That's where the grappa comes from. Yeah. Okay. So then the only use of our system is kind of
the house.
It is right now, the house.
The house. Yeah, absolutely.
And
that's been that way forever.
That's 64 or 66?
64.
It's
very, very confusing, I understand, and as you... And I've had that through the whole process of Beth selling the farm, is we've always had to explain it to anybody that came. Because they look at this big front pasture there and they think, oh, that's part of it. It's not part of it. You'll still see her personal horses on that property. She's keeping her own horses.
And it goes like an L.
It goes like an L. That's correct, Kathleen. Yes.
Like this and up.
Yeah, it goes from the front. I'm 571. You go down Spruce Lane, you make a right-hand turn, and then she makes a left, and it goes up the hill. Now, she does have an easement on 64. That is her driveway, and that has all been accepted.
Grandfathered,
yeah. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She probably has one of only two hills in all of Roosevelt.
She's on the nice hill.
And, I mean,
the view from her, the top of her hill is spectacular.
Does anyone at the table have anything? I know it's public portion, but... is there anything we wanted to ask?
Anything else?
Diana?
Be happy to answer.
There was some question about, the winery is mandated by the state to close at 6 o'clock?
Yes. Well, it's not mandated, but they have to follow, not only do they have to abide by what Roosevelt, as Roosevelt, the town, needs them to do, they have to have their, they go by ABC, that's where they get their license from, and the New Jersey Wine Growers of New Jersey, okay? Also, Monmouth Agricultural Board. They have to meet certain criteria for how many acres that can be actually producing grapes. They have a time period to be able to do that. They do own a property over in Allentown or Upper Freehold or Northampton, whatever the address is, that they have 7 acres that they already had planted, that they would be also harvesting those grapes because it takes 3 years for grapes to get producing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yes?
Is there a lot of interest in this property?
Oh. More than what you want to know. I get at least 3 phone calls a week, and the 3 phone calls that I wouldn't accept, and neither will Beth. Okay? That's all I'm going to say. I had investors. We had a gentleman that thought he would come here and put a slaughterhouse. Yeah, we've had some very interesting people to approach that property because it's a beautiful piece of property, but they just, you know, Beth is not about to, let me put it this way, let down Roosevelt. She's not going to let down because she's staying. She's not going anywhere. Do you think she wants to live next door to something that is undesirable? Absolutely not.
She's not going to have her property tainted in any way.
No. Or her reputation. I mean, that woman is well known in the horse business, and she's earned every bit of it. I mean, what you see, she started out with that green, well, it's now green, but that farmhouse and the chicken coop, if anybody
remember. I remember, I sure do.
Yes.
Well, you really
coop, right, June?
Her house faces.
Yes, the chicken coop. I took my kids there many times
to
visit.
We walk all the time.
Yes.
And pet the horse.
And she builds that. And her biggest fear in this whole process, I mean, she wants to retire, okay? Her biggest fear was that she would sell it to the wrong person, that they would turn around and resell it and put a burden to the town.
I'm speaking for myself. I'm extremely grateful to how diligent
and
she's been. And
so am I. We all live here. We love living here. Why would we want to do something?
Well, we would turn the town into a bad joke.
Anything else for Diana? Thank you.
Thank you
so
much.
Anyone else from the public?
My name's Louise Hoffman. I live at 58.
Hold on. Louise Hoffman?
58 Lake Drive.
58 Lake Drive.
And I didn't quite understand. So where exactly will the winery be? I didn't quite understand.
64.
No, I know, but I mean physically, can you?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
Okay, so you know the property as the driveway.
Correct.
You see the Desage Center is on the right, and you see the paddocks on the left, okay? You're next door to Beth, yes, we're all aware of that. So you drive in the driveway. The processing will be done actually in the barn. They're going to convert the barn. At first, they're going to take the farm equipment building, and that will be their first processing. And the only reason they're going to start with that building is because it has a cement floor. The barn, as you know, you don't put horses on cement, so they have to redo something with the floors and stuff. Outside of that, nothing else building-wise will change there. They have no intention. They won't need it.
And the front, you said, is still going to be horse?
Yes.
Those are Beth's horses?
Yeah.
And then, so the grapes will be behind?
You have a paper and pen.
Yeah.
Show and tell.
Oh, absolutely.
Do we have a whiteboard?
I'm good at this.
Don't mess with the whiteboard.
Okay, so this is Beth's property here. Okay. You know, comes like this. This is her driveway. This is where you live. This is the houses, June, across the street. Okay. So if you come here, okay, and straight across, all this out front will remain the same. It only goes back. And it goes back. If you know where the riding arena is, you want to talk about? Okay, the property starts 40 feet if I'm facing it, to the right. That's still 64.
Okay.
So, and then it goes up the hill to where she is.
Okay.
So all this is 66,
okay.
All this is 64. You don't realize how deep it goes.
Right.
It goes back.
Right. She comes behind.
Yes,
she does.
Yes. And that's not going to be effective.
No.
No. Not at all. That piece of property is not going to, there's nothing going to be happening on that property at all.
Right. But the arena is a part of the purchase.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. Any more?
No, that's mine.
Is that a,
the arena
is that clearer?
It's much clearer. Thank you very
okay.
much. Now
you're
I
so
understand. So the grapes will go behind that.
Yes.
But
yes.
The arena is the part that gives me little red flags. I'm hoping that it is going to be a quiet business.
It is.
I'm worried because of that arena that it might become venue space. And
they have no plans of that.
Okay.
Okay. Only because it's. I think if you were here at the last meeting, Mark and Beverly presented. I'm sorry, I went back to you.
Two meetings ago.
They presented themselves. This is their lifelong dream to do this. They're not looking to be. They don't even want to be a working dog, okay? and because they just don't. I mean, when you look at it, their main thing is to make wine and make really good wine. And I've had the privilege of tasting it. It's excellent. So that's their goal. You know, would they do an event eventually, once in a while? Probably, mm-hmm. But nothing. No.
Okay. So the traffic pattern would remain.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they're going to make sure that there's parking within. There's paddocks in the back there that can be opened up mm-hmm. that basically you won't really see anybody, you know. Other than, you'll see Mark coming in every day with his truck and mm-hmm. doing his thing with the grapes, but.
And then you mentioned the renters. Will they be the same renters that
yes.
we have now?
Yes. They plan on staying. They just recently re-rented that. We just got the new CO for that and everything. And I'll be getting also a CO for the sale for the property. So that's all been, you know, all been cleared up. Yes, the renters were staying, and they would love to stay. They're very nice people.
They need to be a little more quiet. They're very noisy. I've been here 26 years, and I've never seen a truck off my deck. Every day now I go out and I see this big, ugly truck and something else, and there's a noise.
It's a landscape.
I know, and that's not, my father was a landscaper. I don't have anything against it, but
yeah,
I don't want to look at it.
Okay.
And very noisy from 8 o'clock till my bedroom's right on the corner.
Oh,
I hear everything.
Okay.
So, I'm a little concerned about that.
You know, at any time, you can call Beth and speak to her.
Yeah.
She's very open.
Like I said, nothing ever happened before, so I didn't know if it was all connected or.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you. You're very helpful. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anything else? You're okay.
From that piece, I think that we're as is. I have something different. Are solicitors allowed in this town?
Here we go. Not without a permit.
Okay. Is there a list? Do we know who's allowed in here?
Any.
Who isn't? There
aren't
any at this time.
There's no way.
Okay, because we have strange cars.
Yeah, he has. The code enforcement officer spent quite some time trying to find him and track him down, but he wasn't able to.
Yeah, he was parked 2 days right
in
front of the farm.
Now, how about the last couple of days?
He was gone.
Yeah.
That's because some of us went out and took pictures of his license.
Yeah, and
our moth, but, you know.
Yeah.
What is he soliciting for?
He wants to get rid of the carpenter bees.
Yeah, it's.
It's a best company.
Well, he is a little bit of everything.
Yeah, he was not a polished salesman, so even.
Yeah, no, we had the code enforcement officer. Like
okay.
He spent a few days looking and driving
mm-hmm.
all over. He spent quite some time on your street and couldn't find him.
At the last meeting, we did talk about noise ordinance, though, and they're saying 6 o'clock. An occasional event or whatever, and it sounds like it's going to be a couple years down the road before they're up and running. But still, we don't plan on going anywhere, so we're just worried about the noise and the traffic. I just want to.
Well, I think everyone is. That's why we prefer a farm to some of the other.
Trust me, I'm with you on that. Absolutely. So, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else?
Brandon Kajowski, 59 Lake Drive. Spoke last meeting about some of the concerns about the traffic and the noise. To my knowledge, though, that farm is not protected farmland, right?
It's not preserved farmland.
Preserved farmland. So, you know, just to go back a little bit from the last meeting and say, you know, given the alternative of what the property could turn into, you know, we are on the side of keeping it a farm. We still have the same concerns of the, you know, the traffic and the noise mainly. But we just hope that the people moving in are community minded, and they know that, you know, it's a neighborhood, and that we could all kind of like function together, you know, to live happily. So I just wanted to.
They seem to be just as interested in that.
Yeah.
We're talking about.
And I'm also want to add. Sorry, Joe. I also want to add that I'm really happy to hear that Beth's horses will still be.
Yeah.
It sounds
yeah,
like
yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
You see Ricky
yeah.
and Marcy and everybody.
Yeah. They'll be visible to viewers.
Yeah. So.
They're gonna come up to your
fence. Yeah. I'm telling you, I was going to be really upset to see
oh, no.
them
we
horses
all,
leave because I love watching them.
Walk there.
Say, we'll probably put no parking signs on Spruce there.
But we don't
okay.
know 100% yet, but it'll be
yeah.
discussed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ordinance that we're talking about incorporates parking standards for all the different potential uses of a winery.
Okay.
So as proposed, for example, the sales room will have the same parking requirements as a retail store, one space for every 150 square feet. And so the ordinance that was crafted, you came here last time, actually, and I believe Ms. Hoffman, you did as well, you know, we totally listened to that.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't just say, oh, wineries and RAG, free, you know, free for all. You know, there's very specific parameters. The way the government mm-hmm. keeps the peace is by having rules written in advance.
Yeah.
And so, you know, all the parking requirements and things like that to try to keep the intensity of use. Frankly, to what the two proprietors came here and said is that they're functionally more interested in making wine than running a banquet hall.
Yeah.
We read the ordinance is written in that fashion as a predominantly agricultural use.
Okay.
No events past the the winery service, as the mayor mentioned, has to close under ABC rules, and Diana, I believe, right,
mm-hmm.
said. But in addition to that, there's a hard stop of 10 p.m. in here on anything that's going on, any outdoor entertainment, anything. Garbage, waste materials, and recycling, separately enclosed structure that completely confines any owners. Essentially the things that might be quality of life issues for you guys.
Yeah.
Or if, for example, these proprietors sold it to somebody else and they wanted to intensify the use, they'd have to come to our board to get a variance before they'd be able to do that.
Okay.
So we wrote it up in such a way that was kind of tailored to your interest and their interest that they espoused last time. And then that's kind of freezing it the way it is. Anyone wants to do anything other than that, if they sell it or what have you, has to come get a variance, and you get a 200-foot notice in the mail to know what's going on.
Okay.
That's how you said peace. That's how we keep the peace.
Yeah.
due process and hearings.
Yeah. Okay.
I
also wanted to add that we're concerned about parking, not on the facility, any overflow parking. Mm-hmm. We're looking to regulate that, protect homeowners from having all kinds of cars.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate that. Great. All right. Thank you.
Anyone else? No. I'll calendar to close the public portion at 8:07 p.m. We're gonna, okay. We have no correspondence for this meeting and no minutes for this meeting. Ordinances. We have the second reading and public hearing of Ordinance 2023-03, an ordinance amending Chapter 2, Administration, Article 7, Administrative Fees, Subsection 2-59, Borough Hall Rental. Now, if you remember, this is the requirement by JIF that anyone who rents, any person or group who rents the Borough Hall must have additional insurance, a separate rider, whatever, to rent the Borough Hall. Apparently, JIF had a heart attack when they found out that we had never done that because it's a requirement. So now that they're aware, we have to. This has to be part in the ordinance.
I'd like to ask if this could be again tabled. We still have a lot on the agenda. There's a few other things I want to make sure that we address in this ordinance that haven't really been addressed, although I agree with the insurance requirement. I also wanted to mention that people who rent can get a tenant's user liability insurance policy called TULIP. It was
what's the part that you're concerned about?
A number of things. There were two main reasons why we wanted to update this ordinance. And how this got on the table was we were interested in protecting borough property. That was one of the things, because we had concerns about damage to the roof and can you hear
the ceiling and the yeah.
Can you hear the
okay?
Really,
but I can.
Yeah, we had concerns about that. But also on the other side of the coin, there were concerns about protecting the public. And being fair about the condition of the facilities, how it might be left, what liability they may have, and the public concerns are not really, in my opinion, fully addressed in the ordinance. I'd like to see that fleshed out a little more.
Well, when people rent the room and they have to put a deposit down, that's supposed to cover if there needs to be if there's damage or there needs to be additional cleaning. That's what the $300 deposit covers.
Right. One of the things I asked Adam for that I haven't gotten yet is a checklist for entry and exit, so that when people come in, there's a checklist that they're presented with that says you have to go through all of these items and agree that this is the condition of the premises when you rented it. And then when they leave the premises, they will also get that checklist and have to approve.
They do have a checklist.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen it. And okay. I don't think any of the other committee members have seen it either. I like to review it and have that possibly report to the ordinance. I think that protects both.
I just want to say that, I was going to bring this up later because you all received the email about what happened over the weekend. So the longer we put this off, people may be renting the room in the meantime, and then, we're going to encounter the same situation. Because what happened this weekend was unacceptable.
What happened?
Well, we'll talk about it later. When I do my report, you received an email this afternoon from me forwarding an email.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
So I'd like to make a motion to carry this over to the next meeting.
Second.
Greg, do we need a public hearing though?
Not if you're going to carry it again. There's no reason to have a public hearing if you're considering changes to it.
Okay, so this is going to be tabled. I'm sorry. Tabled. I had a motion to table this till.
Well, we don't have a second.
I second.
No,
Joe second.
Okay.
But the next meeting is August 21st. So you're all okay tabling this till August 21st?
Yep.
So I had a first by Mike. Joe, you were second? Okay, so now we'll do a roll call. The table ordinance 2023-03, an ordinance amending Chapter 2, Administration, Article 7, Administrative Fees, Subsection 2-59, Borough Hall Rental, to August 21st. So that's what you're voting on?
Yep.
Okay, Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Espaw?
No.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
And this is tabled until August 21st.
You're beating this thing to death. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Next thing.
Okay, first reading.
By the way, it may be semantics, but they're not renting the room. We're allowing the use of
that. Yeah, I have a degree.
The word renting, in my opinion, again, semantics, implies that somebody is either paying or we allowed it without payment. Because if you ask somebody, I'm moving into this apartment, and they say, well, I'm renting this apartment, the first thing you're going to ask is, if you're interested, first, how much are you paying in rent? We're not asking anybody for any rent. The $300 escrow account goes back to the people if the building is in good condition.
So I agree. I think it's probably we should come up with a better word than renting, usage, or something.
And that changes the entire thing. Because, if people look at this ordinance and they see the word rent, they don't go to look at the substance of the ordinance. They look at rent. I don't want to pay for losing this building.
Yeah, maybe we could change it to room usage or something.
Use it.
In the accounting world, a new concept came out about recording leases and financial statements, and words came out right to use.
Okay, yeah, that's a much better. No, I felt for a long time that rental implied that we charge, and we don't, so.
I think, and then once you do that, then the ballgame changes. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. We can, maybe on the 21st, maybe we can also.
But you're going to have to reintroduce if you're making changes like that.
Right.
So.
I mean, just rental to use.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, honestly, the reason it's called rental is because you guys used to charge a fee, and this eliminates
No,
the
no, we never did. Never.
Never charged.
Never.
We request a deposit of $300,
right.
but it goes
it's
back.
It's returned if everything's status quo. No, we never charged to use the room.
Okay. All right, we'll figure it out.
The only thing we ask for is, and that's new.
A deposit.
Is the deposit because... And the insurance.
And the insurance, yes.
Well, the insurance we table, but yes.
This is more liability to be offered for us.
Okay. So the that ordinance will be on?
By the way, the school, for everybody to know, the school demands a insurance policy if someone wants to leave the building. And they've been doing it for years and years.
And we should also.
I don't what?
We should also.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay, or moving on. Like we have the first reading of Ordinance 2023-07, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the Borough of Roosevelt to add wineries as a permitted use in the RAG 400 zone.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Discussion? I think we've discussed it quite a bit. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, the second
ordinance,
reading.
Yeah, ordinance 2023-07, first reading, has been adopted. The second reading and public hearing will be held on August 21st, 2023, at 7 p.m. at the Borough Hall of Roosevelt, 33 North Rochdale, Roosevelt, New Jersey, 08555.
Mayor, could I? Before we move off ordinances, so I don't know if you guys charge it or not, but the current borough code requires a $150 fee. That's why the ordinance is originally titled Borough Hall Rental.
Really?
By ordinance 21-09,
so
you guys implemented a rental fee. If you look at the text of the ordinance, it crosses out the fee under D. So the current on the books right now is, I don't think we've ever charged anyone, to
no.
be honest with you.
No, we
but
haven't.
It's technically on the books that we charge a $150 fee.
And I was on the council in 09. I don't even remember
so
that at all.
If you wanted to change, like that's the substantive issue in terms of the introduction. If it was Borough Hall use as the title of the section, that's we can do that without reintroducing it. Because
okay.
What's actually happening is happening, has been happening all along.
So it was... Roosevelt residents and based organizations were exempt from the rental fee, but anybody else had to pay $150.
Yeah, we have never charged.
Okay, so do.
Yeah.
And I think now they've stated that they don't want to rent it out to
non-residents.
Residents.
Correct. Or non-affiliated entities, I believe is the way to put it. Okay.
All right, so again, the second reading and public hearing will be August 21st for amending the zoning ordinance for wineries. When we come to the consent agenda resolutions, we have resolution 23-75, authorizing the budget to be read by title only. Resolution 23-76, governing body certification of compliance with the United States Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's enforcement guidance on the consideration and arrest and conviction records in employment decisions under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, Resolution 23-77, approving professional services contract for forestry services with Forestry Consulting, LLC, to perform a street tree inventory within the borough. Resolution 23-78, resolution renewing Monmouth County Shared Services Agreement for Monmouth County to serve as the public answering point for Roosevelt Borough.
That's 911.
Yeah. Resolution 23-79, resolution of the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt approving change order number 2 and final payment to S. Brothers Incorporated for improvements to Farm Lane and School Lane. Resolution 23-80, resolution of the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt waiving the March and April 2023 and May-June 2023 water and sewer utility bills for 5 and 6 Cedar Court. And finally, Resolution 23-81, payment of bills for July 17th, 2023.
Motion to adopt was Lou?
Yeah.
First.
Second? Okay, it's Mike. Yes?
The one about enforcement guidance.
Can you speak up a little, Joe? It's when the air conditioning's running, it's impossible to hear.
2376, equal opportunity enforcement guidance and whatnot?
That's,
we do that
every year.
Just
okay.
Making sure that there's no prejudice here in hiring.
Okay.
You're
okay.
Supposed to read the EEOC guidelines that are in the packet?
Yeah,
and
but
then that's certifying.
The stick, yeah.
Read
but
fast.
What is
year.
It about if somebody has a criminal record?
Yeah, I think you're
it's
not.
It's an affirmation that you will not make hiring decisions as the managers of the town in violation of the EEOC's guidelines as to prior convictions.
So the real question is, if somebody has had a past criminal record, could we, and it was finished parole, probation,
we
everything.
We can overlook it in
we
hiring.
Could over, we could overlook that.
In hiring.
Greg, that's the case?
Yep. You can hire them.
You
okay,
can overlook
right,
just your past criminal conviction and
you can,
hire them.
Yes, for purposes of this, you can always hire them, but you're also allowed to take the, depending on the nature and whether it's a job-related conviction, you're allowed to take it into account, but these are the guidelines under which
right.
You need to take
okay,
it into
so
account.
So I just never...
So, like, for example, we wouldn't hire someone with an embezzlement conviction to be, you know, the finance director.
Okay.
That's permitted, but yeah. If someone has a...
Because voting-wise, if you are on parole, you cannot vote. If you're on probation, you can vote. Is that the way it works? Or?
It varies by state.
Yeah.
Generally, in New Jersey, if you have a felony conviction, you're usually disqualified. But we have pretty liberal reinstatement policies. If you complete your sentence and pay your debt, you can usually get reinstated after a relatively short period of time.
That's
there's other states where you're disqualified forever, no matter what.
Okay.
And there's all sorts of Supreme Court decisions on that, as you could imagine.
Just check it. I'm clean, just so you know, I'm just...
That's okay. The only people we don't check are the elected officials.
I see. Okay. All right.
Can I have a license, too?
No, thank you.
Okay, moving... Oh, yep. Wait. No, wait.
Agenda? Right.
Any other discussion on the consent agenda? Okay, roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell.
Yes.
All right, the consent agenda has been adopted. Public hearing of the 2023 budget. We have that hearing, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to open the floor at 8:23 p.m. Is there anyone who would like to come to the mic and ask or speak about the budget? Being none. We will close the public portion at 8:23. Resolution 23-.
Yes, she will.
Yeah, I didn't know if I
could. The budget for adoption.
Right. Well, I was going to just read the resolution and then announce that. So Resolution 23-82 is adopting the 2023 budget. However, we will not be adopting the budget tonight because the state has not completed their review. I think not sure if everyone knows that we do a self-examination about 3 years, I guess, and then every 3 years or so, the state oversees our budget, and the state does the examination of the budget. So this year, it's the state's turn, and they have not completed the review yet, so we can't pass the budget tonight.
Can I ask George and Jerry one question, or George? Water and sewer budget, we were okay for this year, $34,300.
Yeah, water
and sewer's doing pretty well. Yeah. Okay.
Change
that
we made a number of years ago.
Yeah. So we're still, like, if it was a business, it would be profitable.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we go in for bonding for the trickling filters, that's, we'll have to figure out whether the rates will increase or anything, or with the bond.
Well, Joe, I don't think this is the time. We should discuss that.
All right. Thank you, George. Okay.
All right. So just for the record.
Thank you, Peggy. Yeah.
George Lang is our CFO, and he was one who was responding to Joe's questions. And sitting next to him is Jerry Stankiewicz, who is our auditor. And they've been our auditor and our CFO for a very long time in Roosevelt. So is August 21st too late, or do we have to have a special meeting before that?
I mean, I would prefer a little earlier because it gets the tax bills out, and we're already going to be extending the period of time, even a week or so before would be, I think, helpful.
Okay, so we were thinking that we need to have a special meeting just to pass the budget, nothing else, on the 14th. Monday the 14th. Now, that's not a regular meeting day for us. We can do it.
Ready?
We can. Well, George thinks it will be.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. So we can do it by Zoom. We don't even have to come in. We can do a Zoom meeting. As long as we have 2/3 of the council, we can hold.
But I need to know that. So I have to advertise. Is
right.
it going to be Zoom or is it in person?
So do you want to do Zoom? Because that'll be quick. We'll pass the budget and adjourn.
No,
does anyone have an objection to be like the old days of COVID? We'll have a Zoom meeting? Okay, so let's say August 14th. Should we choose a time? 6 o'clock?
Okay, you'll let us know.
I don't just thought it's earlier. We'll be done. We still have an evening left. Well, it can be any time. It could be afternoon.
Like,
it doesn't.
Mind, there's no public. I mean, it's just the just a meeting to adopt.
Yeah, but they have the right to.
But I do have to put public comment on the agenda.
They can, but the hearing's closed.
No, I understand that.
So after the budget is adopted, then the audit shouldn't be too far behind that?
No, the audit's not.
Good.
Okay, so we'll say August 14th will be the special meeting to adopt the budget. And you want to do 7 o'clock or a little earlier?
Stay with 7 if everybody's used to 7.
Okay. And it will be Zoom, so everyone will be sent instructions how to log on.
7 p.m.
Yeah. All right. We come to reports of committee chairs.
Wait.
No?
No. So this resolution is tabled, so I still need a first, second, and a...
Oh.
I'll second that.
I'm going to do roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essequa?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, so that resolution to adopt the budget is going to be tabled to 8/14/23 by a meeting held by Zoom at 7 p.m., and I will be advertising.
Reports of committee chairs. Councilmember Atwood, Environmental Health and Safety.
Nothing at the moment.
Okay. Councilmember Essakoff, Administration.
We're still chugging along.
Councilmember Hamilton, Finance.
Just short and sweet. We have budgets ready for adoption whenever the state gives approval. The only change is really in it for fire first aid, but I'm turning down from last year's budget. Now we're on the same
Thank you. Councilmember Hurstrom, community development.
Okay, the FDR Amphitheater Project grant proposal was submitted to Monmouth County on the 7th of July. We'll have a schedule, and we'll be waiting now to hear if we get the grant from the county. Okay, secondly, we've been working on getting the senior group, Roosevelt Senior Group, started once again. We've had some organizational meetings, and our first meeting on Tuesday, August 1st, will be here in the Borough Hall. And at that point, we've had about 15 members that have paid dues. So in order to be a member of the organization, you have to pay dues to be a voting member. But other people, you know, would be able to come, and we welcome, you know, other people as well. So August 1st is the first meeting. And that's it.
Okay. I just wanted to bring something up. I received some information that when you accept county grant money for a project like the amphitheater, that because we've gotten, or when one receives county grant money, then anyone in the county is entitled to use that space, which means that when we get the county grant money, anyone else from Monmouth County can also use the amphitheater. So we could get a group from Allentown, a group from Manalapan or Marlboro coming in with, you know, cars. And so I wasn't sure if that was 100% accurate, so I texted Gail Hunton, and she said that that is true.
Yeah, you can't restrict it to just a particular group. You know,
or a particular town.
Only Roosevelt people.
Right,
only
right.
Anything like that.
So I did think that was something that we should consider. I mean, we already submitted the application, but we could see, you know, 500 cars from another town come, and
that's the same for almost any other town that's accepted grant money.
Right, that's what I'm saying, but
yeah.
I don't know if we had like considered that.
You could also require permits, though.
Right.
So I mean, it essentially becomes a public park of the state of New Jersey, really.
Right.
But it doesn't mean you can't issue permits with reasonable time and limit restrictions and
right,
appropriate
that's what I thought. It's something that
accommodations.
We're gonna, if and when we're awarded grant money, we need to possibly put that.
You might want to discuss a permit system
exactly.
Before it becomes operational.
Right. Right. I just thought I'd make everyone aware of that. Okay. Councilmember Mocker, Public Works.
Public Works has been on vacation for 2 weeks.
Did Public Works have a good time?
Yeah, I guess they did. But they did a little trimming last meeting. Michael Tickton had concern with the site triangle down on the
right.
So they addressed that and another one up by the triangle. Got rid of some brush. That's it.
Thank you. Councilmember Trammell, Utilities.
Well, it's all quiet on the Western Frontier.
Wow. Good
That's
news.
Good news in your
yeah,
department.
Good news. All right, reports of borough officials. Do anyone, Ellen, Mike, anyone?
Environmental Commission is working on planning for the fall mostly, and they're working on their goals and mission statement.
Is there any unfinished business from anyone on the council? Okay, under new business, we have use of the amphitheater, an open mic night hosted by Gus Volley on August 19th from 5 to 9 p.m. Do we have agreement to permit that? Okay. Lou, you were first? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I just have a quick comment. how we all the time seem to have to approve use of facilities, whether it's the amphitheater or lawn. It seems to me that it'd be a lot simpler if somebody meets all the regulations, puts in the insurance money that's required, does everything properly, that Earl and Coy just approved.
Yeah, no other town. No other town puts it before the council.
Yeah.
We're the only ones. So I always thought it was unnecessary, but it's been that way for so long.
This way, you wouldn't need a 3-week prior notice or anything like that. As long as everything's met.
Yeah, we can take it off the agenda. That's how it is in almost every other town.
Okay. Well, let's get back to that. Is that one of the
conditions?
Requirements?
Yeah, it is.
In here?
We may want to consider striking
that. Yeah, so we might have to strike that.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to make a few announcements before I open to the public again. Well, first I wanted to say that the 4th of July picnic was a huge success this year. We had a very, very large turnout, the largest in years, and we had different types of entertainment than usual for the kids. We had a great band, and until it started to pour at 3:30, so from 12 to 3:30, it was really a resounding success. It was just the most... more people came than ever before. Lots of people brought their own food. People brought friends and dogs. It was just really lovely. Also, camp started this week, the different camp programs that are sponsored by the borough. I think Junior Physician was today. And we did get enough students to sign up that it was able to be held, so the parents are happy. And then I have one. And then I have something. Very sad to announce that for all of you who've lived here for a long time, Paul Prestipino died today. So, yeah, I thought everyone would want to know. Paul Prestipino. Prestipino.
Yeah. He's a long-time resident?
Very, very, like forever. And his wife as well. She's been here just as long. And so the final thing I wanted to discuss was the email that I sent to everyone. As long as it's tabled, discussion of usage of the council room, we have to come up with some kind of blueprint for what we're going to do when the room is rented out, because as all of you read the email, first of all, I think you all know Anna's personality. So for her to even write an email like that, you know how upset and angry she was. Anna, the room was, completely unacceptable.
She was living.
She was cleaning. Without going into detail, you have it in your email. She had to clean everything in this room, including the floors, the kitchen, the bathroom floor. It was left in deplorable condition. After the person using it, assured her that it would be left better than they found it, but it was immaculate. The cleaners were here Thursday. No one was here Friday. And on Sunday, you'll read. If you haven't read the email, read the email. It was just absolutely unacceptable. It was just disgusting. So we don't charge a cleaning fee. We don't charge to use the room. But we're going to have to come up with some kind of a plan or blueprint on what to do when people rent the room. Because not only Anna had to clean all of it, just disgusting, but she had to take chairs out of the closet. And it really hurt her back because the people using the room were told a number of times to leave 6 white chairs out for the meeting tonight, and they weren't. One of the few things that was done is that chairs were put away, except that all of the chairs were put away. And it was really a strain on her back taking out the 6 chairs. Public Works does not work on Monday, so it was all left to her. And pardon me? I'm sorry. Cecilia Tickton with the filming, here. I don't even know if she was able to film. I wasn't here yesterday. Did it rain? I don't know if she was able to go to the cemetery, but there was, an event here.
You know, her time is more valuable in the office.
Well,
than it is to
it's
clean,
not just that; it's not her job. I mean, she's dressed nicely and she's cleaning toilets.
There's no reason for her to have to do this.
Right, and I almost wish she had not done it so we could see for ourselves. I was also wish that she had taken photographs, but we have to come up with something because that's just unacceptable. It was really awful. So we can. So as long as we table that ordinance, we can talk. We should think about before the 21st what we can do. I think maybe it's time.
My suggestion is charge him for her time.
Exactly. Well,
that's the appropriate legal thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it goes back to Mike's question about the checklist. If Cecilia had a checklist coming in.
She did have
checklist.
A checklist.
No,
I've seen the checklist.
No.
She did have
no.
a checklist.
I haven't seen the checklist.
But she didn't sign
no, wait
yes,
a minute.
She
wait.
Did.
Yeah.
You
absolutely.
Don't need, I'm sorry, you don't need a checklist to leave a building, to leave a room with dirt on here, garbage on the floor in the bathroom. You don't live that way, and she doesn't want to live that way.
But
yeah.
she did
I mean,
sign
you don't
a checklist,
need a checklist right, okay. for that.
A number
I'm
of
sorry.
Times. Yeah. So we have to, you know, whether we want to just, well, you know, whether we want to discuss a cleaning fee again or something, but this.
Well, she didn't leave a deposit.
Yeah, she did. So we could take it out of that. But
right.
but why should we? Then still, who's going to clean it? The cleaning people come on Thursday. Well, Anna couldn't leave it that way because we're all here tonight, and other people were here earlier in the day, and the employees are here. So even when we'll take money from the deposit, but it doesn't negate the fact that she had to clean it because we were all going to be here tonight and other people this afternoon. So that's why we have to come up with something.
We should look at that in committee.
I'm not ready to look at the committee, but I'm telling you right now. That
yeah, it was. I don't know if any of you read it or all of you read it. It was pretty harrowing.
And she has sent, I've been on copies, where she has sent to the person requesting
the room
again, listing everything, and it was told, I'm going to leave it better than.
Right, that's what she
I've
said.
Seen it.
Yeah.
Obviously,
I
not.
Saw her email.
Yeah, yeah. There was a checklist that was gone over many times, and
okay.
she. You know, the person using the room agreed to everything, and it was really awful. Just awful.
By the way, I don't understand. I'm not in favor of a checklist, but I don't understand why a checklist is really necessary. In the fact that you know, you were told when you came and you paid and you took the, you signed off on the request. We were told by Anna, and I know that she does this. Make sure that the place is clean when you leave. By what definition? I mean, clean is clean.
Well, she also specifically said, please leave 6 chairs out.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know
the
about
email.
That,
yeah.
she does.
No, she did. I saw the email.
Okay.
That's
ridiculous.
And for Anna to say it really hurt her back to pull them out, she does not, you know, she's not complaining. So...
I used to handle worm use in my former, I worked for school system, and it was helpful that it came through one person.
It does, it comes through Anna.
Okay, so she handles all
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So she'll know when there's like repeat,
mm-hmm.
if you had trouble. And all
oh, yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. yeah.
I didn't know.
She'll remember.
She'll remember.
This one would be hard to forget.
So that's why
yeah. No, this one would be hard to forget.
I thought of discussion before that.
Yeah.
She was livid.
I've never seen her. Yeah, I've never seen her that angry and / upset. It was just horrible. When she described the bathroom,
she was really at it.
I didn't even see it, and I was gagging.
I speak to her just about every day.
Yeah.
On the phone.
Yeah.
Find out what's going on.
So that's something
and
else when we table, or for the 21st, we need to come up with some kind of plan. Yeah. All right.
Very good.
I'm going to open the meeting to public comment for anything at all at 8:44 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak about anything? It doesn't have to be on the agenda.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Hey, we're not there yet. Almost.
So I'm going to close the public portion at 8:44 p.m. Remember, our next meeting is not August 7th. We don't have that meeting this month. It's August 21st.
We'll have special Zoom meeting?
And, oh, great. And we'll have a special Zoom meeting at on August 14th at 7 o'clock. Right. And so, you know, you'll be sent all the Zoom link information. And everyone have a nice few weeks. Good summer. And motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Wow, I can even back up now.
Good. We're out at 8:45.
Right.
Wow. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. So.